15 years ago, Jeannie Watson was a student at Northampton East High School. Now she's a school nurse here, and a lot has changed.
You fit in if you're overweight, whereas when I was in school, you didn't fit in when you were overweight. Kids that were overweight were made fun of.
Watson says kids are surrounded by a culture that encourages them to eat junk, and too much of it.
Well, everything's in bigger portions. Like I said, you can't even go to a convenience store and get a normal-sized drink. You have to get a liter of drink. So they're used to a portion being a Big Mac, and that's three portions. Like, if you gave somebody a normal portion, these kids would die laughing.
Watson says a lot of kids just don't know what healthy eating is. She remembers a survey she gave to students in a nutrition class.
Kids didn't even know, they did not even know what broccoli was. You know, so it's just amazing what they don't know. What's broccoli?
And students tell her they rarely, if ever, eat any fresh vegetables. It's so ironic, she says, since farming is still the way many families make a living. She grew up on a farm, ate lots of fresh vegetables, plus fried chicken and biscuits. But she thinks traditional Southern cooking might be better for these kids than what they do eat. She suggested I come talk to a group of girls in a health careers class that she works with to hear what they have to say.
I do. I ain't going to lie. I go to McDonald's every day after I get out of school. I do. I go get a number 9 every day.
What's a number 9?
10-piece chicken nuggets.
These girls are seniors. Here's 18-year-old Kishwana Key.
When you start, like, pushing 300, 400 pounds, that's when you need to start really taking it serious. But if you do something and you look good with it, I think you good.
Key says she likes her big hips, and if someone told her to lose weight, she wouldn't listen.
Because I like me, my boyfriend like me, my mom like me. Like I said at first, I like me. I'm happy with me.
Most of the girls in this class refer to themselves as big, and they say they like their bodies. One girl says she'd like to lose a few pounds, but when I ask if she's doing anything about it, she says no. Kimberly Sawyer.
I'm not quitting eating my snacks. I'm going to be happy. I don't care what nobody says. I want my snacks.
What do you like for snacks?
Anything and everything. I ain't going to lie. If you put in front of my face, I'll probably eat it.
There's a lot of laughter, but under the bravado, these girls seem to know that it's dangerous to be heavy. Several say doctors have told them to slim down, and all of them know someone who's sick with diabetes. Here's Kishwana Key again, whose grandmother died from the disease.
She had to get her leg cut off and all that, and after that, death came. I think it just, like, took control of her body. I don't think she could have handled it no more.
I ask if anyone else in her family has diabetes. She says she's not sure.
Thank you.
The girls go on to their next class. Jeannie Watson comes over and says, teenagers. Most of them don't think about the consequences of their behavior. But these young women might be paying with their life. A recent study reports teen girls who are obese are 3 times more likely than normal weight teens to die in middle age. It's a prospect that terrifies Carolyn Williams. She says she's been to too many funerals already. So she's on a mission to change the way kids eat.
So you see alfalfa sprouts?
How do you get the kids to eat those?
We encourage them to eat, try new things.
Williams is the child nutrition supervisor for Northampton County Schools. She's giving me a tour of the cafeteria at Creasy Elementary. The refrigerator is stocked floor to ceiling with boxes of fresh fruits and vegetables.
So you got celery, carrots, green peppers, onions, strawberries, asparagus.
Asparagus?
You wouldn't have seen this food here last year. Fresh fruits and vegetables are expensive, and Williams says she doesn't have enough money in her budget. But Creasy Elementary and 25 other schools in North Carolina have a grant from the United States Department of Agriculture. Williams will spend $30,000 at this school alone to buy everything from star fruit to pomegranates to alfalfa sprouts.
Everybody was calling that grass.
These are the women who work in the cafeteria.
What are you going to do with that for the kids?
I'll put it on salads.
And they say the kids will eat salads. Students have been getting used to a lot of new things as the county and state have begun introducing new dietary guidelines. No trans fats, no frying, no ice cream, and soon, no white bread. William says these new rules are doing a lot to help kids be healthier at school. But she wants the entire community to be healthier, too.
Boys and girls, what we're going to allow you to do
is to go into Rich Square Market and shop for fresh fruit and vegetables yourself.
Williams is using the grant she gets from the USDA to buy more than just food at the school. She's using it to pay for field trips like this to the Rich Square Market.
I have an orange, a tray of fruit, a green and red apple.
These are fourth graders from Creasy. They've been given plastic bags and told they can take anything they want from the produce aisle.
I got a green apple, a red apple, and an orange.
I got pineapples, carrots, broccoli, and grapes.
I got a green apple, a red apple, an orange.
Pineapple, broccoli, carrots, cucumbers, and spinach.
The kids will take this food home with them tonight, and that's the point. Feed the town, says Carolyn Williams. The reality is most of these kids come from very poor families. And she says poor people often think they can't afford fresh fruits and vegetables, or they have nowhere to buy them. But as part of this program, the owner of the market has agreed to stock the same fruits and vegetables the kids are trying at school. And Williams is hoping that if enough kids come home excited about fruits and vegetables, families might think differently about how to spend their money. It seems to be working with this little girl.
Since we started the fruit and vegetable program, now when I go to the store, I don't run to the chip aisle and go get chips and go get a Kit Kat or nothing. I go back there with my mom and I get vegetables and fruits, and it really helped me because all them junk food, it made me lazy and weak and everything.
Most of the kids say this. They feel better, not as tired, since they started eating all this fresh food.
Excuse me, who's back there with all of the loud mouth?
Once the kids have filled their bags, they head back to the bus. And their teacher, Carolyn Battle, grabs the moment for a lesson.
A lot of us can't afford fruit. And that's why it's so important that you tell people how important this program is to you and what it means for you to come to school and be more alert. And it shows through your grades, your attendance, your outward appearance. Your faces have more of a glow. So we can sing that song. Isn't she lovely?
Well, where we go with the pen?
Isn't she lovely?
Because we got that glow.
Y'all did good.
Hey, from behind the bus, faces
glow. Back at school, the kids tumble off the bus. They're all holding balloons they got from the store, and they line up in the parking lot for a balloon launch. As the balloons float away on the air, Carolyn Williams calls out above the crowd.
You know what's going away? We're pushing diabetes and strokes, heart attack, high blood pressure, and cancer with fresh fruit and vegetables.
Williams has no way of knowing what kind of long-term impact this program could have on health. She says her focus now is getting more grants so she can expand the fresh fruit and vegetable program to more schools in the county. I'm Emily Hanford, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.